And welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbit with you, taking you through your Wednesday morning. As promised, we are going to be taking a short break from Open Line, as we do have Candy Westbrook in from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Great.
Well, I would be better if I actually had your mic on, but you're doing good, obviously.
Oh, so doing great.
Sometimes I forget which mic I actually have to turn on, so I turn on Matt's mic, and then it's on the other side. And
I'm over here.
No, it's completely fine. But anyway, we do have a lot of stuff going on in Coffeyville, as always. The month of August, it is winding down. We are into September, and so yeah. we creep ever closer to fall.
That's right. I am excited about fall. I just did your survey, and I clicked fall. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Actually, not too much going on right now this week. Like you said, everybody's trying to wind down. Summer's hopefully going to be closing up here in the next few weeks. But it will be gearing up in the fall. There'll be a lot of crazy stuff going on, fun things in the community, especially in October. But going on right now, so today we were at Inside Out Fitness Center. And for those of you that have been, you know, putting off getting back in shape, this is a great time to do it. So they're a great local company. They've been here for several years. Caleb is kind of running the show right now. He's been here for 4 years. Also has a fitness center in Wichita. And they're doing some special things right now. For those that are not members or members, either one, they're doing for $5, you can take 3 classes 1 week. They have all kinds of different classes, from boot camp to step aerobics, you name it. But it's kind of like a chance to experience, just a sneak peek into what the classes would be like. So pretty good deal. But they are a 24-hour gym, so that's kind of nice. It's nowadays, everybody has so many different crazy schedules. When can you fit the time to work out? Well, there's no excuse. It's 24 hours. So although
there's
everybody. There is a time for everybody, but I still find an excuse myself sometimes. Yeah. But it is great. And like I said, they're trying to do a lot of neat things just to help the community out. And they want to make sure that what they offer is modified for everyone and anyone. So it doesn't matter what level you're at, whether you're at the top of your, ship shape, or you're just kind of getting going. So anyway, that was Inside Out Fitness today. Other things going on. So we had Haley from USD 445. They do have 3 slots available for the 4-year-olds. So if you have a little child and wanting to find some preschool, great, great, great place. Couldn't say enough good things about our school district and our preschool program. And then 6 p.m., there's a meeting at the board on Ellis Street to talk about facilities. September 8th, Sunday, Grace Fellowship is going to be having a soccer and a Bible night. You can register online on their website, but they've got food, of course, soccer. I'm going to teach you all the basics about soccer. Some Bible studies, bounce houses, you name it. Just a great night. They've been doing this for years, and it just keeps growing. So sign up for that. That'll be a lot of fun. Dylan Oder. So September 7th, which is coming right up, the Ducks Unlimited will be having their annual banquet. It'll be at the Coffeyville Community College. There's just a couple tables left, so they're pretty much booked up. But if you're wanting to squeeze in, there's still time. You can call Dylan or you can call Thomas Friedel over at Kansas Lumber and get that all going. They've got, along with the stuff they do, all the great, amazing dinner and everything else, they raffle off 36 different guns. So great chance to kind of get some good, cheap stuff. So Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, tumbling signups are going on right now. So you have a little kiddo that wants to try out some tumbling, make sure to get them signed up soon. That's almost full. And then their No School, No Problem days have begun. I briefly mentioned this last week, but you got a kiddo and teachers have in service. What am I going to do? $20. You can drop them in there. You have to sign up ahead of time. But it's 7:30 to 5:30, and they feed your kid and play with them all day. So can't get a better deal for that. So
yeah, exactly.
Make sure to call Jamie at the Coffeyville Rec, and she can get your kiddos signed up. I think the first one is actually coming up here in just another week. Kim Maxson and Trey Maxson from The Yoke and Rustic Glow. So on behalf of the Rustic Glow, summer items are on sale right now. So they've got shoes, tank tops, a little bit of everything to kind of clear out the summer wear. But they're also got a special going on right now. For 1 month, you can do unlimited tanning for $40. So even though summer's up, you don't want to quite give up the glow. You can still go in and get a little tan. Then at The Yoke, this Friday is steak night. and they have amazing steaks. So that'll be live music, and come out and enjoy the steaks. And then don't forget, mark your calendars, coming up on September 28th are the street drags.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big one that keeps growing and growing and growing. Yes. So
people want to see the loud, the fast.
Yeah. Something
the
exciting.
The hardcore, you know?
Yes, yeah. Something a little different. And they always have food vendors out there and music mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff. So makes for a fun day. Leanne Eggers from the Public Library. Today is story time. So bring the kiddos out. That starts at 11:15. And Tuesday they've got, well, I can't even read my writing. That's horrible. It's a kid craft. That's what it is. So they've got a kids craft going on Tuesday, next Tuesday. And then starting on Monday, September 9th is the first one, they're going to be doing some nutrition classes with K-State. So back in our day, we had the food pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, FDA's got rid of that.
They've blown it up.
That no more. It's now a plate.
Okay.
And they kind of tell you what you should have on your plate each day. So it's kind of neat. But
all right.
Good thing to teach the kiddos. Nice. So. Yeah. Martha Bond from Keller Williams. So right now they've got 10 agents here in the Southeast Kansas region for Keller Williams. And she said she's excited that they are number one in sales in Southeast Kansas right now. So kudos to them and congrats. Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. The fall play will be starting up here pretty soon, and it's called Human. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about it. I'm going to have to do some research, but it's going to be the first time it's ever been premiered in Kansas. So
Okay. Somehow
CCC's got the hookup where they can get some good plays down here.
A Kansas exclusive.
Yeah.
Never before seen before.
We got it going on. So, of course, all the fall sports are in full swing.
Yes.
So that's exciting. Volleyball is doing great, as they always do. And we've got football starting and just all kinds of sports going on. So make sure you check out the Ravens calendar and find out when the next game is. And then the last few things going up, Sam from Visit Coffeyville kind of gave us some reminders on, one is the 100-mile sale. That's, I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Do you know much about that?
No, I don't.
So it's a big tradition around here. It's literally 100 miles of garage sales.
Okay.
And all the different towns kind of between Oklahoma and Kansas, it's kind of our little Highway 75 region, come together and you can pay to be on a map. Certain towns have like their own little map.
Yes.
And I mean, basically these people, they go hardcore on it. I mean, they spend the entire day following these maps and going to all these different garage sales.
Yeah, you never know what you might find. You might find a treasure.
You might. Yes. There's some good things. There's some good deals. So, but yes, if you want to do that, you can come to the chamber and pay $5, and that waives your city permit. You don't have to do a permit through the city. And then that gets you on our map here in town. So that's coming up in September. Also in September, the gala, which is on the 28th. There's still a few tickets left on that. So if you're wanting to go to the 150th celebration at the Brown Mansion, make sure to stop by the chamber and get tickets for that. Then I'll be going over in a lot more detail about this here in the next coming weeks. But Dalton Defenders Days is coming up in October, and they're bringing back the train. So for those out there that remember the train that came through a few years ago, they're going to have that again. Three different showings, three different times. You can bring the kiddos out and explore and have a full train ride. So that'll be fun. And that's, for the most part, everything going on. The community calendar is going out first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. So if your organization or company has an event coming up in September, if you haven't submitted that to the chamber, get it to us ASAP. That calendar will be going out tomorrow on email and Facebook, or you can check our website anytime.
All right. And so, you know, it's funny how you say there's not a whole lot going on, and then it's just 8 minutes of constant. Well, there's this going on. There's this going on. There's this going on.
There's always something.
There's always something.
Yeah,
here
but
in
it's,
Coffeyville.
It's going to gear up even more. It's like when fall starts to come around and people,
especially
it pulls
October.
Off,
yeah.
People love. I mean, there's events like every 5 minutes.
Oh
so.
Yeah, October definitely one of those popular months
where everybody's
wanting to do something. So we'll look forward to that. And so
exactly.
All right, and so that will do it. Thank you once again, Candy, for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have you and to talk about what's going on in the area. All We're going to go ahead and send it on to O&N Beef Industry News. When we come back, the continuation of Open Line. I hear the phone lines. I know you all are calling in, and we'll answer those when we come back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.